I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Rescue efforts are continuing at this hour in two Asian nations, and relief workers are running into obstacles in both countries. Aid experts in Myanmar, also known as Burma, are trying to get help to victims of a cyclone that hit that country 10 days ago. We'll have more on that in a few minutes. First, we go to China. Rescuers there are still searching for survivors of the country's biggest earthquake in decades. The official number of dead stands at nearly 12,000, but as many as 100,000 are said to be missing in just two counties. The BBC's Michael Bristow is in the southwestern city of Dujiangyan. He says that most people there have abandoned their homes.
They fear that these buildings could still collapse. So they've done one of two things. They've either collected what belongings they could and left the city completely, or they've put up makeshift shelters and tents in any open space that they could find. And they're huddled together now, currently at the moment, sheltering from the pouring rain here in western China.
Okay, pouring rain in western China. To what extent is that hindering any kind of rescue efforts right now?
Well, it's bound to be hindering rescue efforts, particularly in the more isolated and rural areas where the earthquake had its epicenter. A few miles up the road from where I am, around 50 miles from here, is a county called Wenchuan, and that was the epicenter. This area is very, very difficult to get to. The earthquake caused landslides and mudslides and rock, and rescue workers have been trying desperately to clear those landslides away before they could move men and machinery and rescue equipment into the worst affected areas.
And what about in terms of rescue efforts themselves? Are they able to take people out from underneath the rubble right now? Or do you know about anybody coming out alive?
Well, they have been finding the occasional person alive. Just a few moments ago, a couple came over to where we were parked in the city centre here and said they could hear the cries of someone trapped in a collapsed house. So obviously there are still people alive and trapped. That is not the only story we've heard along those lines today. Earlier on, two men came over and said their uncle was trapped under a collapsed apartment block. They could call him on his mobile phone. They knew he had injuries, but they couldn't get to him. So they went to a rescue centre to try and get anyone to go across to where their uncle lived to try and get him out. So there are still people alive in these trapped buildings.
We're hearing also as well about what's happening in Rangoon. In fact, we're going to be speaking to somebody in just a couple of minutes from Burma who's talking about the government reluctance to go into the outlying areas and reluctance to allow in foreign aid. What are you seeing there in China, specifically in your area? Is there much of a government presence? Are they letting in foreign aid? Is there any kind of an invitation for foreign aid there?
Well, I think the Americans, the U.S. government earlier said that it would pay some expenses towards the relief effort here. And China has welcomed those moves. It's also started a massive relief effort itself. I mean, just in the place where I am now, Dujiangyan, there are earth movers, diggers, there are men with shovels. There's plenty of vehicles bringing in food and supplies. There's sniffer dogs, there's medical teams. The government really has gone all out to send relief workers into the areas that it can get into. And that's an indication of just how important the government feels it is to move quickly to rescue as many people as possible.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow in southwestern China.